Welcome to Hope It's Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the things that's had the biggest impact in my life, both spiritually and also professionally, as our listeners know, I was a former entrepreneur, a former college basketball coach, and adjunct professor, and something that I've been going to that's the best thing I've ever been to, it'd be my 15th year attending it, is called the Global Leadership Summit. It's on August 8th and 9th. It's based live out of Chicago, but there's lots of satellite locations, over 500 to be exact, and there's one here in Lexington, Kentucky on August 8th and 9th that's going to be at Lex City Church in Lexington, and they've hosted it the last 5 years, do a great job. And joining me to talk about the lineup and for the Global Leadership Summit is Jay Carr. And Jay, the thing that I always try to explain to people when they ask me about the Global Leadership Summit, I said, you know, a lot of us send their kids, their grandkids off to summer camp. And this, to me, is kind of like a summer camp for adults, but it's only for 2 days. And the great news is you get to sleep in your own bed at night.
Exactly, Greg. I appreciate you having me on. It's funny you use that camp analogy, because I'm actually on returning today from helping with our youth camp from church. So I have that infusion of summer camp right fresh in front of me. This, and the summit is that for adults when it comes to our leadership and our influence. It's a 2-day high intense, just an abundance of fresh, actionable leadership content that can pour into an individual to help you lead yourself, lead others, or lead organizations.
Well, and the thing that I love about it, Jay, is that, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a CEO of a company or a stay-home mom. You know, everybody's leading somebody, if not just themselves, but, you know, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, your children are looking to your husband. You know, the fact of the matter is that we all are leading somebody, and I just love the Leadership Summit because it's such a great blend of both business practices but also spiritual practices. And as I was looking at the lineup for this year, you guys have got another tremendous lineup. Could you share a little bit about that outstanding faculty that you've got this year?
Oh, most definitely. To your point, we have a tagline that says everyone has influence. And, you know, I kind of mentioned this a second ago, is you have to be able to lead yourself. And then a lot of times we get people in some high-up organizations that you know, that's 101, and they're able to do that and see that. So, yeah, that a stay-at-home mom has influence because she has her kids, but she's also a part probably of PTO or kids' school or dad's a soccer coach, baseball coach, so we all have influence on some level. And this year, the faculty lineup blends very well. And when I look across the roster of faculty, it does that. You have people like Chris Voss, who's the former FBI, international hostage negotiator, and he has his book, Never Split the Difference, Negotiate Like Your Life Depends on It. Well, how does hostage negotiation come down to, you know, that mom or that dad at home? Well, almost every day we're in negotiations with our kids, and all the way to, hey, we, you know, people in their jobs negotiate, you know, multi-million-dollar contracts. Well, how do we do that, and how do we have influence in the process? I look at the other guys, Jason Dorsey, he's going to speak. He is one of the top leaders right now on data for generational identity. We have the millennials, the Gen X, Gen Z. He is a forefront guy to help us understand them. How do we reach them? How do we market to them? And how do we understand them primarily? Then you have Craig Rochelle, who last week, very exciting news. He made a long-term commitment to us to be a champion for the summit. And he speaks the truth, and he loves leadership. All that. We have Liz Bohannon. A lot of people may not remember or know Liz. Liz was in 2016 or 17. She was actually a Grander Vision in her Seiko Designs, where she led herself and came up with an idea of how do we help people in foreign countries, third world countries, be better. And so her shoe design, like how do we get just a basic sandal, has turned it into an international design company now, where fair trade and education, and then now international design company to Ozoma St. John. She is a former global marketer for Uber. All the way, she represents global brands. So it gives us a big picture. It's international. Trying to think, oh, here's one of my favorites or exciting is Asia Brown. Asia is the mayor of Compton in California. There, she was elected in her first term. She was elected in 31. And Compton has faced some significant challenges for many years over crime. It's not a great place to live. In her first 4 years, she was able to cut the homicide rate by 50% and unemployment by 50%. So that is a huge accomplishment in the first term as a mayor. Compton. She's been nationally recognized. That's what has brought her to us. Where we're seeing a lot of traction is a lot of sites are going to invite their mayor or their city leaders to come listen and then talk about how do we accomplish what's in front of us. What are those challenges that we face here at whatever that host site is, whatever city, whatever context? What are the challenges we face and how do we take our lead? Leadership and influence that and make it better.
Well, it is just such a diverse lineup as always, and you know, one of the names that people, you know, will recognize this name, Jay, but you know, I didn't realize he is a person that also is a person of faith, is Bear Grylls.
Yes. Yeah. Bear, many people know him obviously from Man vs. Wild. So he has a huge following globally, but he is a strong, very devout Christian, and he will share his faith. You don't see that on the Man vs. Wild show, but he is very strong and shares his faith regularly, and you'll see that this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I said he's got a new book coming out called Soul Fuel, and he has publicly supported the Alpha Course, which is something I was a part of at a local church here several years ago. And so I'm really excited to hear about Bear Grylls. And I knew that was a popular show, Man vs. Wild, but I didn't realize they have over 1 billion people in their listening audience, their viewing audience.
Yeah.
So he's got a huge platform, doesn't he?
Globally, it's like 1.2 billion people follow him. So it, when I heard that number, I was kind of blown away, too. I didn't understand his complete influence. He's got this new show out. You can check it out on Netflix, where you get to decide. He gives you two scenarios, and you interact and you pick. And so one way is successful, one way may not be so successful. To get to the ultimate goal of what they're, you know, that survival exercise. It's very fascinating. And he'll bring those life skills, leadership skills to life for us at the Global Leadership Summit.
Well, one of the things, too, that I really love about the Global Leadership Summit is that you introduce people to new speakers, and somebody that was on the faculty a couple years ago that I was not familiar with, but she really blessed me, and I see she's going to be back on as a faculty member speaking this year is Danielle Strickland. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yeah, she was former head over at Salvation Army. She's a minister. I've had the privilege to be around her earlier this year and hear her, heard her speak more. Smaller setting, in a plenary setting, and the leadership she brings is truly phenomenal. She speaks from a mother's heart, from a CEO's heart, from a pastor's heart, and it's very unique. Last year she spoke at the end of one of the days and was very well received. I'm looking forward to her this year. She's got a fresh word for us. She shared that, you know, in her preparations for us, and I'm looking forward to her being there as well.
Well, a guy that's been no stranger to the Global Leadership Summit, and almost every time, if my memory serves me correctly, he gets the highest marks of any of the speakers, so that's why I know that you all are having him again. But Patrick Lencioni, for maybe, I don't know if people are familiar, but for those that aren't, share a little bit about Patrick Lencioni.
Yeah, his company, The Table Group, he's most known. He has several books. One of his most known books is The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. So how he takes and shows you in real life what those five dysfunctions actually look like and what it does to a team and how detrimental it is. He's got a new book coming out as well. I was actually with him last week. Got a little bit of a snippet of where he's going. I can't wait to hear him. He's always a crowd favorite. He's very lively. He's very passionate and very entertaining at the same time. And his fresh perspective on leadership is truly inspiring.
Just tuned in, we're talking with Jay Carr. He is with the Global Leadership Network, and they're going to be having their 24th conference. Be my 15th attending. It's August 8th and 9th. It's going to be here in Central Kentucky at Lexington City Church here in Lexington, right off of New Circle Road and Nicholasville Road. You can see it there as you drive past New Circle. I'm sure you can't miss it. Just a great, great host site. I believe this is their fifth year, and I've attended there the last 5 years, and just a great venue for that. But we were talking about the great lineup that they have, and I want to encourage you to check out the website, globalleadership.org, to find out more about that. One speaker, too, that I've been following on Twitter over the past year that I really like is a really tremendous African-American leader, Devon Franklin. Tell us a little bit about Devon Franklin.
Oh, another name that most people may not know or you know, not fresh, you know, on the front of the mind, but he is an entertaining, has his own production company. He has a movie coming out, I think, in July. So very good timing with the release of that, and he's going to be fresh with us at the beginning of August. A Christian movie producer. A lot of people may recognize him from those works and production company. He is a fresh Christian voice in the entertainment world in California, in Hollywood. And so very powerful what he's going to bring this year.
Yeah, you know, some of the movies that he has produced, Miracles from Heaven and Heaven is for Real, I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with, so really, really want to encourage people to check it out. We've only got about a minute left, but if you would, Jay, just, you know, people that are listening that have never attended this, why should they attend that this conference on August 8th and 9th?
Well, it's definitely a way to kind of start the conversation by saying you can lead yourself, lead others, lead organizations. You want to get a high infusion of leadership content, we call it fresh, actionable content, that you can walk away and implement the very next day, you ought to be at the Global Leadership Summit. It's a great way to bring a team of your colleagues, team from your church, team from your organization, friends, family, to come in and enjoy those 2 days and be overwhelmed. But sometimes it's a little overwhelming with all the great content. But if you know on Monday morning when you walk back into your place of work, you have something that can truly change your work and change your team.
Well, it is. It's one of the highlights of my year. It's one of my non-negotiables, and I want to encourage everybody to join us. It's live and HD. It's a great opportunity to network with other people in our community here in Central Kentucky. Whether you are a business person or whether you're on staff at a church or a volunteer, I'm telling you, if you want to get your tank filled spiritually, mentally, emotionally, professionally, you really need to attend the Global Leadership Summit on August 8th and 9th at Lexington City Church here in Lexington. To find out more information about it, check out them on the web at globalleadership.org/summit. That's globalleadership.org/summit. Jay, thanks so much for being with us, man. Can't wait for August 8th and 9th.
Oh, thanks, Greg, for having me. Look forward to having all your listeners to Lexington Church.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Jay Carr with the Global Leadership Summit. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.